Beepy! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice adding, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Make sure we can read your name. Be neat, not sloppy. You can put your pencil down because we are going to be counting and coloring before we work with pencil. So look at the farm. Look how fun it is. Look at all the animals. We're going to do some coloring of some of those and then some counting. So the first thing I want you to do is look at the rooster over by the barn. Do you see the rooster? Let's color that rooster brown. How many roosters are in our picture over here? Do you see any other roosters in our picture? Cock-a-doodle-doo? Me neither. So it's a one rooster. We're going to have the number one in one of our addition problems because there's only one rooster. We're going to have two numbers in our addition problem. One of them is one for one rooster. Take two more seconds for the rooster. Two, one. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. We are going to color the pigs now. Let's color the pigs pink. Of course, let's color the pigs pink. And while you're coloring these cute little piggies pink, I want you to think about and look at how many pigs are in our picture. We know we have one rooster, so that's going to be the number, one of the numbers in our addition equation. Well, how many pigs are there? Yep, four. So one and four, one rooster and four pigs will be the numbers in our addition problem. Now, I want to teach you a new word. Those numbers, one and four, when you see them in an addition problem, not always one and four. It could be two and three. It could be five and six. It could be 49 and 87. Those two numbers that we're joining together to find out how many in all, we call those numbers. Are you ready for it? This is a big word. This is good stuff, people. Ready? Addend. 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 Mm-hmm. We're going to learn that word today. We're going to use that word today. So one is an addend for the one rooster, and four is an addend for the pigs. Take two more seconds for the little pigs. Two, one. Put down all your crayons. Let's count the rooster and the pigs to find out what 1 plus 4 is. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 plus 4. 1 rooster plus 4 pigs equals 5. Ah! Yep. And 1 and 4 are our addends because we were adding those numbers together. Okay, let's move on. Ready? I want you to look at the chickens. See them? See the cute chickens? And then they got some babies over there. Let's color the big chickens. The big chickens yellow. The big chickens will be yellow. And how many chickens, big ones, do you see? Yep, me too. I see two. Now, boys and girls, if you want to do some yellow bodies and then some orange feet and orange feathers on the top of these big chickens, you can do that. I think I'll do that too. So we've got two big chickens. I don't know what they're afraid of, but they're big chickens. And two is going to be a number in our addition problem, which means two is an addend. Uh-huh. You got it. All right. I did my yellow bodies. I'm going to do my orange little feathers on top, little thingies up here, and it's maybe a beak on these big chickens. What do you suppose they're afraid of? It's a joke. All right. Two is going to be one of the numbers in our addition problem. That means two, the number two in this problem, will be an addend. We're going to add it to something else. And what we're going to add it to is the baby chicks. So boys and girls, put down all your crayons. Let's color the fluffy baby chicks yellow. Mm-hmm. How many baby chicks are there? It's going to be the other addend in our addition problem. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 baby chicks. Aren't they so cute? Again, if you want to use orange for the beaks or the little feeties, you can. So 4 baby chicks, 2 big chickens and 4 baby chicks. What are the numbers? What are the add-ins in our addition problem here? 2 and 4. 2 plus 4. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Let's see what 2 plus 4 is equal to. Count the big chickens and the little chicks. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got it. 2 plus 4 equals 6. You can also change it around and say 4 baby chicks plus 2 big chickens equals 6. Okay, let's go on and let's do the snails. Look how cute they are. Let's color the snails purple just for fun. Why not? Let's color the snails. I'm going to do the whole thing purple. If you want to have like a green head and a purple shell, I'm okay with that. I'm just going to be all purple. So while you're coloring the snails, we'll count the snails and see what our first addend will be for our next problem. The addend will be the number of snails. We have 1. I'm on my second one. 2 pretty purple snails. 3. I'm on my third snail. Hope nobody steps on them or eats them. Do chicks eat baby snails? I don't know. 4. I'm on my fourth snail. Sure am. Oh, look. There's one up here by the grass. Don't forget this one. Here's 5. It's a snail number 5. I think that's it. I found 5 snails. I'm going to double check. I'm going to count and double check. It's always good to go back and double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 snails, 5 purple snails. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. We have 5 snails. 5 is going to be an addend in our next problem. Now we're going to look at the flowers. See the flowers? That's going to be the other number in our addend. Yep. Let's make those flowers red. Any kind of red will work for me. And, of course, you can do green leaves and green stems. How many flowers are we going to color? 1, 2. I'm on my second one. I haven't done the leaves or the stems yet, so no panicking. 3. Looks like 4. Looks like 4 flowers. So we have 5 snails and 4 flowers. What are the add-ins for 5 plus 4? What are the add-ins? 5 and 4. You got it. Those are the numbers in our addition problem. So we call those 2 numbers the add-ins. Okay, I'm getting ready to do my green stems and green leaves on these flowers. I'm not going too fast, and I'm also not going as slow as a snail when I color. All right, 5 plus 4. Or you can change it and say 4 plus 5. Do the 4 flowers, then the snails. Okay, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's count the flowers and the snails. I'm going to start with snails and then add the flowers. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 5 plus 4 equals 9. And you can change it and say 4 plus 5 equals 9. Wow. All right. Do you see the rakes over by the barn? Do you see the rakes? Let's color those gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. It makes a really nice gray color. You can use your black crayon. All right. How many rakes are in our picture? I'm counting 1, 2, 3. Four rakes in our picture. Looks like the farm needs a lot of rakes, apparently. I don't have that many rakes in my house, but hey, I don't live on a farm. Four rakes. I'm almost finished with all my rakes. You take three more seconds. Three, two, one. And now we know what's going to be one of our add-ins. Four for four rakes. Now let's color the haystacks. See them up in the back? Color the haystacks yellow. And let's count the haystacks. How many haystacks are there? It's going to be the other add-in. We have four rakes and four haystacks. So we're going to find out what four plus four is. Four and four are our add-ins. Is it okay that they're the same number? Yeah, it's fine. Four plus four. I kind of know this one. It's already memorized in my head because it's a double. It's the same number, four and four. But let's count the rakes and the hay bales and the haystacks together. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Four plus four equals eight. All right, let's move down below those big chickens to the tin frame. Do you see the tin frame? It's got boxes with round, I said red, I meant round circles in it. I'm going to call those counters. Let's color five counters blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. Color five counters blue, the ones on the top row. One, two, color them in the round circles. Three, four, they should be blue. Five. Five blue counters. And then let's color the counters on the bottom red. How many counters are on the bottom row of the tin frame? One, two, three, four. So we could say we have two add-ins again. Five blue counters. And what's our other add-in? Four red counters. So five plus four. Let's count it up. How much is that? I like to say five for the top and keep counting. What comes after five? Six, seven, eight, nine. I'll count again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Let's write the number nine on the line next to the tin frame. So you can use tin frames to help you add. You can color and count pictures to help you add. Look at the fingers. You can use your fingers to help you add. Let's count the fingers. One, two, three, four, five, six. Write six on the line. Good job. Yes, you could always use your fingers. Oh, look, it's a number line. It's a number line. The number four is circled. Will you trace that circle for me? We're going to start on four. That's going to be our first addend. Four is our first addend. And then we're going to add four more. So we have to hop four times on the number line to find out where we end up. So do you see those rainbow hops? Will you trace those rainbow hops with me? Start on the four. Ready? One, two, three. Four big hops. What did we land on? What number? Eight. Box the number eight up for me. Put a square around it with your pencil. Box that up for me. Four plus four equals eight. The numbers in our problem, the add-ins in our problem, were four and four. We started on four and we hopped four on the number line. And we got to eight. Four plus four equals eight. All right, go down to where you see the word. It says A D D E N D. That spells addend. That's the word we've been working on. Let's trace that word. Trace the letters for me. A D D E N D. Addend. And then let's look at the problem underneath it. It says six. Trace that for me. Plus four, trace that for me, equals 10. Trace that for me. Now, let's circle the add-ins. What are the two add-ins in our problem? Six plus four equals 10. Yes, six is an add-in. Circle that. And four is an add-in. Circle that. Six and four are the add-ins. All right, scoot over. We have one last problem. It says, 1 plus 4 equals, if you know it, don't tell me. We are going to draw a picture to help us solve that problem. You could use a 10 frame. You could count on your fingers. You could use a number line. You could color and count, or you could draw a picture. So what are the add-ins for 1 plus 4? Yes, 1 and 4. Here's what I want you to do. Put down your pencil. Find your black crayon. If you don't have a black crayon, just use your pencil. And I want you to draw one spot on the horse's head. One spot on the horse's head. It could be a circle or a splotch. Just make a spot on his head. That's one spot for the addend one. What's our other addend in this problem? Four. So I want you to draw four spots on the horse's body. Draw four spots on the horse's body. We have one on the head and four on his body. One and four are our add-ins. So let's count our spots on the horse. One, two, three, four, five. Boys and girls, what's 1 plus 4? Yep, it equals 5. Let's write the number on the line. You did it, boys and girls. You did it. You colored. You counted. You used 10 frames, fingers, number lines. You did it all, and you learned the word add-end. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.